Well, praise the Lord. Happy Wednesday, everybody. Thank you all for coming today and joining us today. We pray the service is blessed for everybody that's here and for those who are watching in the future, and that more can come in even though it comes in late, in Jesus' name. If you know of any sins, go ahead and confess them now. If not, please repeat after me with the unaware sins prayer. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus.
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus.
I am not aware of any sins.
I'm not aware of any sins.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you for cleansing me.
Thank you for cleansing me.
Of all unrighteousness.
Of all unrighteousness.
According to 1 John 1:9.
According to 1 John 1:9. Okay, we're going to go to our worship now.
Okay, praise God, praise God. Thank you all for joining us today. Okay, let's all do a USP, and those who can, establish the kingdom of God, please. Following USP prayer. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus.
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus.
I'm not aware of any sins.
I'm not aware of any sins.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you for cleansing me.
Thank you for cleansing me.
Of all unrighteousness.
Of all unrighteousness.
According to 1 John 1:9.
According to 1 John 1:9.
Great. Now, those who know the unaware sins prayer, or
kingdom of God.
Thank you. Those who know how to establish the kingdom of God, please do so in a whisper. That's an advanced prayer that those who've been through Healing School 3 would know how to do. But we're covering everybody with this prayer, and we'll go ahead now in Jesus' name. Okay, praise God. The word for today is encouragement. It's, as we've been talking to people, a lot of ABCers and 633ers have been under a lot of attack. It's like the enemy really stepped up his attack against us. And the answer, of course, is to fight back spiritually. We're not fighting against flesh and blood, against powers and principalities of the air. And that's what we're doing tonight. Now, that second song was no weapon formed against us shall prosper. We must realize and stand in the word that no weapon formed against us will prosper. I know a lot of us are taking some pretty good hits lately. We're stopping that tonight. Okay? So let's start by going, let's repeat after me. This is a spiritual warfare prayer. Isaiah 54:17. So, Heavenly Father,
Heavenly Father,
in the name of Jesus,
in the name of Jesus,
no weapon
formed against me
shall prosper,
prevail or succeed,
and every tongue
which has risen against me
in judgment,
you
Lord Jesus Christ
have condemned,
and I have Refuted every tongue
that has accused me.
And you, God,
have declared and said to me
that this is my heritage
as a servant of the Lord
and my righteousness
and my vindication
are from you,
my Lord Jesus Christ.
So thank you, Lord,
that you have already vindicated me.
So, Lord, we just come to you now. We thank you that you vindicated us. And if we stop these weapons coming against all of us right now, and we're two or more agree, it shall be done in the name of Jesus. We stand here as a group together, praying together a prayer of agreement right now, and we agree that no weapon formed against any of us will prosper in Jesus' name. That includes anybody who looks at this in the future. So Heavenly Father, names, we just send this message out right now. We send this blessing out right now, this anointing out right now. Once again, covering everybody, every ABC-er, that no weapon formed against us will prosper. And we are vindicated by who? By the Lord Jesus Christ himself. In Jesus' name.
We just thank you, Lord, that every ABC-er and family member receive a special blessing tonight. In Jesus' name, Lord God, we know that the enemy is trying to defeat Christians, but it's not going to work. It will not work in Jesus' name, because we are loyal to God. We are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. We know that we are co-heirs with the Lord. We know that he is the only way, the truth, and the life. And we thank you, Lord God, that you are pouring out your anointing, breaking every yoke of bondage of discouragement, every yoke of disappointment, every challenge of grief or loss, every challenge, Lord God, of frustration, of disappointment, of I'm getting embarrassment. Somebody's gone through an embarrassing time, and God's taking that off of you, because there's therefore no condemnation to them that's in Christ Jesus. There's people who have been long suffering. They've been patient, but they've had a lot of challenges hitting them left and right, and a lot of physical pain, a lot of emotional pain. And the anointing is here saturating you tonight and ministering to you, whatever your needs are. And every tumor, every cyst, every abnormal growth, any disease, any infirmity, any challenges physically and emotionally, God is healing right now. God is ministering encouragement to you. God is pouring out upon you a greater amount of grace. We're remembering that his mercies are new every day and utilizing that. And there's a peace that passes all understanding that is guarding your heart and your mind right now. That perfect love that's inside of you, casting out all fear, all anxiety, all stress, all worries, and there's this calmness. And the presence of the Lord soaking you, saturating you. Let's just keep our hands raised and receive from him in silence. Let the Lord minister to you. He's going to speak to a lot of you, and he may appear to some of you. We pray he appears to all of you, just like he appeared to us on Saturday on Zoom again. We believe he can do it tonight too. Hey, let's do a cast your care visualization exercise. In your mind, needs to be in your mind, not on a real piece of paper. There's a reason for that. Write down every concern on this paper in your mind. Every challenge. And now I want you to lift that paper up in your mind. You're visualizing this to God and see God's hand take that from you. Just release it now to God. And now raise your hands free of the cares, free of the challenges. And let's just praise him. I praise you, Lord, for your mercy endures forever. Let's do that together seven times. I praise you, Lord, for your mercy endures forever. I praise you, Lord, for your mercy endures forever. I praise you, Lord, for your mercy endures forever. I praise you, Lord, for your mercy endures forever. I praise you, Lord, for your mercy endures forever. I praise you, Lord, for your mercy endures forever. One more. I praise you, Lord, for your mercy endures forever. Now let's do I worship you seven times. I worship you, Lord. 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 One more time. I worship you, Lord. Now we're just going to be still and know that he is God. And now that you've cast those cares, you'll be able to hear his voice clear. So just listen for him. He'll speak to you. Hallelujah. I believe that the Lord has been speaking to your thoughts, been showing you pictures in your mind, ministering to you in one way, shape, or form, giving you a hug, making himself and his presence known to you. The Lord has asked us to show you and remind you of who you are in Christ Jesus, that you have God's power inside of you, greater than this lightning storm.
A long time ago, I read somewhere where the smallest lightning bolt, not the big one in the middle, but the smallest lightning bolt could power the state of New York for 10 years. That's how much power is in one of those bolts. So you imagine the power of all these bolts combined together, and the power of the Lord inside of you is more than the power of all these bolts combined together. Okay. All right.
All right.
According to 2 Timothy 1:7, in the name of Jesus.
So let's affirm this together.
Affirm this together. Sorry. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
God has not given me.
God has not given me.
The spirit of power, of fear.
The spirit of fear.
But of power.
But of power.
Love.
Love.
And a sound mind.
And a sound mind. And let's say it this way. In addition, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
God has not given me.
God has not given me.
The spirit of fear.
The spirit of fear.
Because I am fearless.
Because I am fearless.
And full of God's faith.
And full of God's faith.
And I have God's power.
I have God's power.
The dunamis dynamite.
The dunamis dynamite.
Resurrection power.
Resurrection power.
Of God inside of me.
Of God inside of me.
And God's perfect love.
And God's perfect love.
Casts out all fear.
Casts out all fear.
And I have a calm.
Have a calm.
Well-disciplined.
Well-disciplined.
Self-controlled.
Self-controlled.
Sound mind.
Sound mind.
And the power of God inside of me.
The power of God inside of me.
Eradicates.
Eradicates.
All sickness and disease.
All sickness and disease.
And because of James 4:7.
Because of James 4:7.
I am submitted to God.
I am submitted to God.
And His Word.
And His Word.
I resist the devil.
I resist the devil.
And the demons.
And the demons,
devils,
and evil spirits,
flee from me,
flee from me.
And I use the power of God against them.
And I use the power of God against them.
And I fear no evil.
And I fear no evil.
And nothing of the enemy.
And nothing of the enemy.
Shall by any means harm me.
Shall by any means harm me.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Okay. And all right, you've had some assignments of working with your El Shaddai contract, and we've revised it and we're implementing it, and we're making sure that we are doing this and this confession together as three powerful methods that the Holy Spirit showed us to put together. When we pray for one another, it's like intercession. That is very powerful. The power of agreement, where two or more agree upon anything on this earth, it shall be done by our Heavenly Father. And the third methodology is unification. As you know, when we're in unity, nothing that we imagine to do will be withheld from us. So that means the impossible becomes possible. So as we read this contract together, we are in agreement and interceding and in unity one for another. So let's do it in the we form. And for those of you that weren't with us the other two Wednesdays, Pastor James, you want to do a quick summary about filling in how you want them to fill in this blank?
Okay, you'll notice there's a blank here that you're going to put in a figure, okay? And what you do is you come down below, and here's your chart. You list out every expense you have, housing, amount, electric, amount, auto, amount, gasoline, amount, food, amount, et cetera, all the way down. Every single thing, you're going to get a total expenses here. You're also going to get your 10% tithing here and whatever amount you want to give as an offering, as the Lord tells you to give an offering, okay? You're going to get a grand total. Now, this grand total is a bare minimum. So what we suggest you do is increase the amount by 20%. And that's the figure you're going to put right in here. So if your total comes out to be $10,000, you're going to ask for $12,000. The reason why is I want to get you a reasonable length that stretches you some, but doesn't make it so far out of the ballpark that we start failing. Now, once you get to 12,000, once you're there, then you increase the original amount by 30%. So you go to 13,000, but you increment it up. That way you have you're building continual increasing income streams. Okay. And you have success, which builds faith, and so forth and so on. Okay. So let's go ahead and do this together as a team, because too many people are being attacked financially right now. We all know about the inflation that's out there. We know how expensive it is, especially here, those here in California, that it is a lot of pressure put on people. Well, God takes pressure off of people. And when you can cash flow comfortably, that takes a lot of pressure away from the devil. He can't put on you. Okay? So that's how we're doing this. We're going to focus on this. We're looking for breakthroughs and testimonies of breakthroughs of people who are really going exponentially better and continuing to grow as God wants us to. Okay?
And every week we minister this, people are getting more and more financial breakthroughs. So this is really working well.
All right. So we're going to do this in the plural. So repeat after me. Oh, it's also going to be in the prayer of agreement when we do this. Where two more agree, it shall be done. So we're all agreeing with each other for the financial breakthrough, which starts the wealth transfer to coming. Okay? All right, so repeat after me, please. Dear Heavenly Father.
Dear Heavenly Father.
We come to you boldly.
We come to you boldly.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
To obtain mercy.
To obtain mercy.
And find grace.
And find grace.
To help in the time of need.
To help in a time of need.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, God.
For promising to supply.
For promising to supply.
All of our needs.
All of our needs.
According to your riches.
According to your riches.
In glory.
In glory.
By Christ Jesus.
By Christ Jesus.
As it says.
As it says.
In Philippians 4:19.
In Philippians 4:19.
You have made us.
You have made us.
Self-sufficient in you.
Self-sufficient in you.
And abounding to.
And abounding to.
Every good work.
Every good work.
According to 2 Corinthians 9:8.
According to 2 Corinthians 9:8.
For we. Have a new.
Have a new.
An everlasting covenant.
An everlasting covenant.
With you.
With you.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
We believe.
We believe.
That your word is true.
That your word is true.
We ask you.
We ask you.
To provide.
To provide.
The amount of money.
The amount of money.
We need to withdraw.
We need to withdraw.
In the amount of.
In the amount of.
We're putting your figure here.
Say it out loud to God.
From our divine account.
From our divine account.
In the bank of heaven.
In the bank of heaven.
For this month of.
For this month of.
August.
August.
2024.
2024.
Okay. Bank of heaven. I don't care what's happening here on earth. The bank of heaven has money. Okay. All right. Follow up to me. We thank you, Lord.
We thank you, Lord.
El Shaddai.
El Shaddai.
God Almighty.
God Almighty.
For also being. Our Jehovah Jireh.
Our Jehovah Jireh.
Our divine provider.
Our divine provider.
Who
supernaturally gives us.
Divine funds.
Divine funds.
And divine provision.
And divine provision.
Now notice we added the word divine provision here. God may supply to you, not in cash. He may give you some way. Maybe your car runs, gets 100 miles a gallon, whatever. He may do something else. So we're including with divine provision here because we're not putting God in a box. However he wants to bless us, we will receive it. Okay. Repeat after me, please. We also withdraw.
Additional funds.
And provisions. At any time. The need arises. To cover any items. Which may be over. The amount requested above. We believe. That we have already received.
All the needed funds.
And provisions. When we ask for them. As it says in Mark 11:24. These benefits. Are based on all the scriptures. Mentioned in.
This El Shaddai contract.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
That your word promises.
That your word promises.
To continually bless us.
To continually bless us.
In our storehouses.
In our storehouses.
Savings accounts.
Saving accounts.
And our baskets.
And our baskets.
Checking accounts.
Checking accounts.
According to Deuteronomy 28:5.
According to Deuteronomy 28:5.
Deuteronomy 28:12.
Deuteronomy 28:12.
And Proverbs 3:10.
And Proverbs 3:10.
That also means. That our barns.
Cupboards and storage areas.
Would be filled with plenty. And God blesses. All the works of our hands. As well.
Furthermore.
Proverbs 13:22 says that a good person
should have a heritage to pass on
to his or her grandchildren
in obedience to your word.
We are building up
our net worth.
We thank you
that abundant wealth
and riches
are always in our home.
As it says in Psalm
112:3.
We thank you.
Heavenly Father.
That Jesus paid the price.
We may live today.
Every day.
And every day.
And every year.
In Jubilee.
Debt free.
Thank you, Lord.
For bestowing.
To us.
Your prosperity.
Amen. Okay. Let's do these affirmations. In the name of Jesus.
God has given us.
The power to get wealth. In the name of Jesus.
We receive.
A hundredfold return.
On our offerings.
Which is. Our gospel investments. In the name of Jesus. We agree. And it's done by our Father in heaven. In the name of Jesus.
We prosper.
And are successful. Those that have businesses can say, and also in our businesses. In the name of Jesus.
With thanksgiving.
We let our requests be known. In the name of Jesus.
We give.
And it shall be given unto us. Jesus became poor.
That we would be made rich.
Thank God that you have already made me rich.
And continue to make me richer.
So that I am being blessed.
To bless the kingdom of God.
In the name of Jesus.
We believe.
That the word of God.
Stands forever.
In the name of Jesus. God gives us
all the desires of our hearts.
In the name of Jesus. We do not want
for any good thing.
In the name of Jesus.
God wishes us
to prosper. And God wishes our businesses to prosper. And our church. In the name of Jesus. We are God's servants. And he takes pleasure.
In our prosperity.
So
if you want to make God happy, get prosperous.
Oh, I like that one. Okay. I'm going to say that. In the name of Jesus. I make God happy.
Because I am prospering.
Hallelujah. And we are prospering. And we all make God happy. Okay, in the name of Jesus.
God freely.
And graciously.
Gives us.
All things. In the name of Jesus.
The blessings of Abraham.
Are ours. In the name of Jesus.
God gives us.
Hidden treasure. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
God's righteousness. Has been given unto us. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
We are.
Faithful.
And we are.
Richly blessed.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
We have life more abundantly. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Nothing is impossible with God. In the name of Jesus. We prove God.
With our tithes.
And he rebukes.
The devourer.
In the name of Jesus.
We obey God.
And we spend our days.
In prosperity.
In the name of Jesus. God promises to do for us.
Exceedingly.
Abundantly.
More.
Than we can ask.
Hope.
Or think.
Amen.
Okay, we have one more. We're going to confess. We're going back to our basics, and we've revised some of these so that we can utilize them. And we're going to do it together on a regular basis, because praying these out together has really helped us to get some accelerated results. Okay. Let's do this daily protection prayer together. Heavenly Father,
in the name of Jesus,
I pray this prayer
daily
for myself, and for my family,
friends,
and loved ones. We're going to do the we in this as well. In the name of Jesus,
we command
that there will always be
a 150 mile radius
of protection
as the angels of God
surrounds us
above us
below us and
360 degrees
around us
wherever we go.
In addition,
every mode of transportation
we use
is protected.
No harm.
Evil.
Nor accident.
Will befall us.
Because we
also have
10 feet.
10 feet
of personal space
of protection
surrounding
our body
modes of transportation
and home.
Furthermore,
our home,
work,
or business,
family,
pastor,
or church,
pastor,
and leaders
are protected
wherever we go.
We are always
in the right place
at the right time,
and never
in the wrong place
at the wrong time.
Because we are led
by the Spirit of God. In the name of Jesus,
we have divine protection
over every area
of our life,
and we bind up
every demon devil,
and evil spirit,
automatically,
in anyone
that may be in,
or around
any property,
where we will be
today.
In the name of Jesus,
all ungodly people.
And beings
are kept away from us
by the angels of God
and from our home
family
work or business
church
all personal
and private data
and anything
and equipment
concerning us
and anywhere
we will be
no criminals
thieves
strife makers
witches
hackers
cyber thieves
And anyone or computer
who intends to do
evil
or malevolence
or malware
to us
or our possessions
identity
or personal data
will challenge us
in any way
in the name of Jesus
the following
are always safeguarded
and protected by the angels of God,
the strong godly
firewall
that includes
our body,
finances,
accounts,
identity,
belongings,
which include
computers, mobile phones,
electronic equipment,
and anything
concerning us.
In the name of Jesus.
I pray divine immunity
over us.
Which means
that nothing of the enemy
can harm us.
Which includes
any sickness,
disease,
pathogens,
especially
all viruses,
contagious diseases,
or
pandemics,
any variant
of COVID-19,
prions,
parasites,
bad bacteria,
every bad microorganism,
mold,
and fungus,
potentially harmful
to us,
dies or is destroyed
before it comes into contact
with our body,
clothes,
vehicles,
residence,
possessions,
wherever we go.
In the name of Jesus.
Every radiation,
chemical,
drug,
poison,
allergen,
an explosion,
potentially harmful
to us,
is neutralized
before it comes into contact
with our body,
clothes,
vehicles.
Residence,
possessions,
wherever we go.
In the name of Jesus.
According to Exodus 25 to 26.
God blesses and purifies.
Everything we eat.
Drink.
Ingest.
Use topically.
And the reservoirs.
Where the water comes from.
That we use.
Supplements.
And medication.
Are also blessed by God.
And do us good.
With no negative effects. In the name of Jesus.
No evil of the kingdoms of man.
Animals.
Nature.
Nor darkness.
Can harm us.
In the name of Jesus.
Nothing of earth.
Under the earth.
Wind.
Fire.
Water.
Nor the heavenlies.
Can harm us.
Which includes
storms.
Hurricanes.
Tornadoes.
Earthquakes.
Floods.
Mudslides.
Sinkholes.
Volcanic eruptions.
Cataclysmic events.
Terrorism.
Cyber attacks.
Bio warfare.
Nuclear bombs.
Or any other disasters or calamities.
Amen.
Hallelujah. That was a lot. But because of all that has been happening, we really wanted to have a packed service today to cover everything that we feel that was challenging many ABCers. So we are now going to do our communion. Pastor James, you want to do another USP?
No, let's do another USP. Will you repeat after me, please? Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus.
I'm not aware of any sins.
In the name of Jesus. Thank you for cleansing me. Of all unrighteousness.
According to 1 John 1:9. Amen.
Okay.
So, Peter,
you're supposed to the body. Now, Margie, are you still okay to do the blood?
I am doing it. I am.
Great. Praise the Lord. All right. So Frida, you can go first.
Okay. On the night he was betrayed, he took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is broken for you." In the name of Jesus, we take our authority when we claim that every bodily system, every cell, every organ, has been healed, restored, and rejuvenated by the stripes of Jesus. Partake now in eating this body.
You agree and receive in Jesus' name. Okay. That was very good, Verita. Thank you. Margie?
Okay. And in the same night, he took the cup of his blood and said, do this in remembrance of me. It is the cup of blessing. It's a cup of the new covenant. And I stand on the scripture, Leviticus 17:11, that the life of our flesh is in his blood. So we partake of it and receive all the blessings that it has for us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
We agree and we receive in Jesus' name. Very nice job, girls. Thank you.
Praise the Lord.
We're going to do 20 affirmations.
Yes, let's do our 20 affirmations. We've been healed by the stripes of Jesus. Are we ready? We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Do you feel that anointing?
Yeah.
Wow.
I hope all of you feel the anointing as well.
Wow, that's a strong anointing. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Okay. Great. So thank you all for coming tonight. Pastor Matthew, two questions for you. First, would you close us out in prayer tonight? And secondly, would you mind doing the body next week? Would that be okay with you?
Sure.
And Peter, would you do the blood next week?
Okay.
Perfect.
Great. Okay. And before we close out, who received something special tonight? Anybody in service?
Mm-hmm. I think I did. Yeah.
You did? Okay, great. Wonderful. Mm-hmm. Anybody that received any blessings when we had some time for the Lord to speak to you, did anybody receive anything from the Lord during that quiet time? Anybody got anything? Put a one in the chat if you received something from the Lord tonight.
Annie.
Okay. Great. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Anybody got healed? Put a two. Healed? You received healing in any way? Healing, even if it's a small progression. And if you couldn't do something, try to move your neck or back. Check it out. Mm-hmm. Any healing manifested? Okay. Okay, good. I believe you fulfill healing manifestation. Good. We agree with that in Jesus' name. Annie put that in the chat. And anybody else had some financial progression or improvement in any way, shape, or form? Some financial improvements.
In the last week or so, we've been doing it 2 weeks.
Yeah, in the last 2 weeks. Any financial blessings?
Jesus.
We're going to see a lot more testimonies coming soon. I know privately people have told us, but if you want to share, you're welcome to share. Okay, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Anybody want to share anything that you liked about the service tonight that was a blessing to you? Annie, you want to share?
It was encouraging.
Mm-hmm. Okay, praise the Lord. In what way was it encouraging?
Well, scriptures that we pray all the time on our own, but it was encouraging to pray them all together. And I like that second song that you played.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a cool second song the Lord had me find.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that one too. Okay, praise the Lord. Sharon Crane?
I was, am I? Yeah.
Yeah, we can hear you.
I was blessed to see everyone tonight, and I was especially blessed to see Pastor Matthew.
Oh,
yeah. I'm honored to say that.
Yeah.
We're all glad to
see Pastor Matthew.
Nice to see Pastor Matthew.
We've missed you, and glad that you're here with us tonight. Amen.
Okay. Well, thank you all. Good.
All right. Ready to close?
Yeah, Pastor Matthew, close out in prayer. We'd appreciate it. Sir.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Indeed, you are faithful to us. And we thank you, Father, that your word is true, that no weapon formed against us will prosper in any way. We thank you, Father. We put our trust into you. And we thank you, Father, for ministering to us tonight. Continue to teach us and minister to us about the application of these teachings and prayers in our lives. And we thank you, Father, that you are faithful. In Jesus' name, amen.
In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks for sharing that. I remember when we started doing these daily protection prayers that we would be in the right place at the right time. And that God, always has his protection around us. And I remember that there was one person who was in a location, and right when they moved, there was an accident that happened and missed the person. And if God hadn't, had that person move out of the way, they would have been hit. And so we just, these prayers really do work. Yes. And it's good to, as we've revised them because of the hacking that happened last week, we wanted to add that in there so that you could keep affirming that. Although we've been praying for divine protection from cyber theft and all that, it will be helping you much more as well. Sharon Crane, you want to say something else? Did your hand go back up, or is it still didn't go down?
Sorry.
No worries. Okay. All right. Well,
good night, everybody.
If everyone wants to unmute and say goodbye to each other, you're welcome to do so. Bye, everybody.
Bye, everyone. Bye. Bye.